In today's lesson, I want us to look at verse 12 of the fifth chapter of the book of James. In this verse, we are forbidden to swear. James realized that under the pressure of circumstances, there is a tendency to speak explosively and to use our God's name carelessly in hasty and irreverent oaths. James is saying, "Above all things, my brothers, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation." Above all things, James says, above all unguarded forms of emotional and complaining speech, swear not. James is echoing the words of our Master in the book of Matthew, where Jesus said, "Swear not at all." Neither James nor Jesus intended to forbid official oath taking enjoined in the Scriptures. They both were concerned about the irreverent use of God's name and warns against dishonest speech that required an oath to support it. The way to avoid offenses of this kind is to always use simple and straightforward speech. Let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay. Now let's look at verse 13. In verses 7 through 12, James had been exhorting his readers to concerning their Christian attitude in the face of afflictions. Afflicted here has the same meaning as afflictions. As in every circumstance of life, the Christian's highest duty and his greatest privilege is communing with God. James writes, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray." James wanted his readers to keep a proper perspective and to remember God in life's happy hours. Also, he adds, "Is any merry among you? Let him sing songs." Praise is the sound that should come forth from our lips when we are happy and joyful, and there should be praise even under pressure when we remember the goodness of God. Many other translations have "sing praises." There is a place for gospel songs as well as for Christian hymns. Here it is worth noting that Christian singing is supposed to be the medium of the joyful. I'm going to turn my attention now to verses 14 and 15. I'll read them to you. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Sickness is one of the forms of afflictions. Prayer in times of illness is both our duty and our privilege in Christ. James said, "If any is sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him." The elders were leaders that were recognized or appointed in the local congregation and has been since the early church. Their function was somewhat similar to that of our pastors and deacons today. The practice of anointing him with oil in connection with healing is mentioned only one other time in the New Testament. In Mark chapter 6 and verse 13 tells us that the apostles went out casting out many devils and was anointing with oil and healing them. With us, such anointing serves as a symbol of obedience to the admonition of God's word, and it is a form of encouragement to the faith of the one that is sick. The verb anointing means literally the smearing of the patient's body with oil. It also has a spiritual significance, for it was to be administered in the name of the Lord. James assures us that it is the prayer of faith prayer offered in faith that should save the sick and the Lord should raise him up. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.